Riley James, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
My love, I'm your man, child, Lord of the Mines. You must have come here to find it. You got the look in your eyes. Although you really don't mind it, I am the Lord of the Mines.
Hello, everybody.
We're the Beachcombers,
and you're listening to Crash Course for the Ravers with Brian Young on WMFO Medford.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is Robbie Krieger, guitar player from The Doors. I'm here for HEAR, H-E-A-R, Hearing Education and Awareness for Rockers. I'm supporting this organization because they're doing their best to keep the hearing of rock and rollers at its best. Please do your part, give money, and keep wearing your earplugs. Thank you.
Like really like giving birth to a baby. It really is. To a litter of pups.
Welcome back to an interview with Frank Black. Frank talks about more songs on his debut album.
Black Holes. You know, big sun, big star, gets old, begins to collapse. Finally, there's so much condensed mass that even photons of light cannot escape its gravitational pull. This is the theory anyway. One of the theories. All kinds of crazy theories about what happens when you go into a black hole, and theories about the Earth and our galaxy actually being inside of a black hole. And it's one of those things that, you know, it's fun to read about. And I'm just a regular guy who likes the idea.
And though it seems familiar,
Well, there's some English films, you know, from the 40s, I guess. Fu Manchu character, he's a criminal Chinese character. But I've never really seen any of the Fu Manchu films. But Desmond Dekker must have seen them because he had a song called Fu Manchu. So I just stole the title from Desmond Dekker. You know, the whole, it's become a style, you know what I mean? Character becomes something else. A character is called Fu Manchu, and everyone knows him by his trademark mustache, and then eventually one day, many decades later, when you wear that kind of mustache, it's called a Fu Manchu. Arizona, the Biosphere 2. You familiar with it? Greenhouse, scientists, six of them living inside, two-year project, pollution studies, agricultural studies, applications for space technology, that kind of thing. That's what's going on. They're coming out in a couple months, actually. I've taken the tour. There's a tour you can take. $10, an hour and a half. It's a pretty good tour. It's called Biosphere 2 because, of course, they're referring to the Earth as, you know, the model, the mother, the Biosphere 1, you know, and this is Biosphere 2. So it's been kind of controversial, actually. There have been a lot of people that have been kind of down on the whole thing.
I hung around on the planet Mabel to try to stand, but you was not able to try to find the truth, to try to colonize space. Shown I had a few, but it was a good race. Black Donian is coming on. Oh, Black Donian is coming on. Oh, Black Donian. Oh, Black Donian. I'm always happy to go down to old Tucson. After you had your fun, it's time to move on. Oh, I got a favorite story about the Tower of Babel. Some say it's true, and some say it's a fable. Oh, Black Diamond. it's coming on. Oh, black darling, it's coming on. Oh, black darling, oh, black darling. Woo! That's good too.
Don't you rile them. The advent of electricity and artificial light in modern life. I think what's happened is the sun goes down and then an artificial sun comes on in our homes, you know, and people are unfamiliar with what is above their heads. And they've always been familiar with what's above their heads, even though they didn't understand it, even when they thought the world was flat. You know, they were still, yet they were very intimate with it. You know what I mean? They could get from point A to point B by looking up. And this is something that's been lost because of electricity and artificial light. People do not look up into the sky anymore. There was a bigness to what was above their heads. And now, I don't think people... The sky is some little space that planes fly in, or that's where the rain comes from, or that's where the ozone layer is. And that's about it.
Never sets.
Ramones, you know, they're considered the punk band. Although they're much gentler and poppier than a lot of the punk bands. They're much more tuneful. Of course, the Buzzcocks, very, very poppy band.
Right.
But the Ramones remain probably one of the best examples of popular music, I think. They actually invited me to sing with them on stage at some show down in Maryland. And I couldn't do it because I was preparing my current band. And I really couldn't take myself away from that. We were very nervous about this tour. But after I hung up the phone, I was like, what am I, crazy? It's like, I could have been in the Ramones for like 10 minutes, you know, singing Ramones songs. How could I say no to that? So I'm hoping that we'll cross paths someday, and I'm hoping that they'll still want to invite me up to sing a song, and
that would be wonderful. And then you'll have to change your name again.
Frankie
Ramone, right? It had to be Frankie, definitely.
We'll be back with more of Frank Black right after this.
It's getting to be about that time for a legal ID, isn't it?
This is Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Freeform and educational radio.
Drifting by. about the way things sound now. Write about them in my book. Worry that you can't hear me now. Feel the time I took to help you feel this feeling. Let you ride along, dreaming about the way you feel now when you hear my song. I'm drifting back, I'm drifting back.
Wakey, wakey. Thinking biggie.
It's time for an unbalanced breakfast with Matt and Catherine, a.k.a. Smart.
Hamburger, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
My boy says he can eat 50 eggs.
Do you like apples?
I don't